on page Kuf Samach Hei. Mi sheyesh bei chachma ve'ein bei yoshamayim. It's easier for people like us. We don't have so much chachma. We don't have to worry about lagging behind. Yoshamayim, you know, it's not good. It's not healthy to have too much chachma and not enough yoshamayim. But when there's nishkan chachma, nishkan yoshamayim, so it makes things a little bit less scary. Afal pichein, all kidding aside, this is the struggle of our lives. Chachma here doesn't mean how well you did on the SATs or whether you made a C in Mashas. A person who has chachma, but he doesn't have ein by yoshamayim. Hu yoysera. A person who has chachma, a person who has the intelligence, who has acquired wisdom, but he's not a yirei shamayim, he's not God fearing. Hu yoysera, meaning he's worse than a person who has no chachma at all. Is worse than a person who's not chachma at all. We always heard this. Maral explains why is that. Shachachma he sibul hefsid kashemakir boiroi ve'enu yari mipanav. Because that's that very quality chachma, which when it's together with Yiras Shamayim, when chachma is together with Yiras Shamayim, then it has the most wonderful, wonderful ability to bring about dveikus to Hashem, attachment to Hashem. But if there's chachma without Yiras Shamayim, so then the Maral says fakir, that causes a terrible hefsid, it causes a terrible, terrible deficiency in the person, because he's makir borav enu yorim upanav. To know Torah, chachma here doesn't mean a stammer person, it means a person who knows Torah. To know Torah, and despite that knowledge that he has. Despite that knowledge, he's any yarmi panav. He knows the king, and he doesn't fear the king. So that, we understand, can causes more ra than if he wouldn't know it all. This is something that is discussed in many, many places in the teachings of Chazal, some famous Ma'amar Chazal, you see there in foot 65, Kegan Ma'amarim, Zocha, Lumar, Lishmo, Lekaima, Nasalai, Torah, Samchaim. If a person learns Torah for its own sake and he observes Torah, then Nasalai, Torah, meaning he's Yirei Shemaim, he was a God-fearing Jew, he learns Torah for the right reason and he observes the mitzvahs, not just because he's, you know, it's interesting, but he observes the mitzvahs, then Nasalai, HaTorah, Samchaim. Then the Torah itself is a medicine that gives life. If the person is lacking in this, meaning that he has ulterior motives for learning, and that he learns but he's not observant of mitzvahs, then that very same Torah causes death. Then it says Sama Demai says Chazal say many places. It's Noach Leishalay Nivra. It's better he wouldn't have been created back on top. Vahadas Noisay. Now he explains why this is. Vahadas Noisay. That person who has chachma. Now chachma means that this person has enormous potential to be attached to Hashem as Baruch. He has enormous potential to be dovek to Hashem. And it's a terrible letdown, kivyachal, when this person who has such potential through chachma to become dovek, to be attached, but he's missing the Yiras Shamayim. So it says, "V'adaz nice mi ki mishi yesh bo chachma ve'ein bo Yiras Shamayim hari yesh lo hefresh ve'hevdom Hashem." This person is detached from Hashem. Why? Even in other words, it's the same thing. We all understand this, that if you have that a good friend of yours can't get away with the same thing that an acquaintance can get away with, because from your good friend, the natural relationship should be one of attachment. A husband and wife, there should be one of attachment. If somebody else wouldn't say good morning to you, so you're not machpid, you're not moichel, but if someone that you love is ignoring you, then it's very painful. The fact that you have a Jew who has this quality of chachma, meaning that he understands something more about Hashem is Baruch, he's learned Torah, and what? In other words, he's right. There should be dveikus. There should be attachment, like a husband and wife, or like good friends. That there should be dveikus, and you know me, and we know each other, and that we should be dveikim, And if it doesn't happen because of this lack of Yiras Shamayim, so he says, Chachma itself brings the greatest dveikus. So this person should be davik to Hashem, and he's not davik to Hashem. When there should be something and it's not, that's tumma. That's why a goy, midaraisma came to the rabbans, a goy that's dead is certainly not matami the way that lahavdil the Jew that is dead. Why? Because a Jew, because of the Nishmas Chayim, a Jew is enlivened with the Neshama, which is a chelik elokamimal. So when that's missing, when the soul of the person of a Jew is missing, the emptiness, the vacuum is unbelievable. And everything, just like when you have something that's very, very sweet, like the Rechaim HaKadosh says, that when you have something that's very sweet, so all the bugs and all the animals go looking for that which is very sweet. Much any case, something which is stam rotten and spoiled, so there's not a big attraction. So to the extent that chachma is something that is sweet and that's delicious, and it should be the cause of dveikus in the absence of Yiras Shamayim. In other words, when that chachma is not bringing to a person's dveikus, but instead he's a wise guy, he knows better than the Baruch Shalom. He's Yadeya Kainu. He knows the Baruch Shalom and he rebels against the Baruch Shalom. And he's Mechal Shabbos Chilul and he's Kaifer and Tarish Shabbat Peh and he makes fun of Tamini Chachamim and he makes fun of Tzadikim and so on and so forth. So here you have something where all the flies and bugs and rats and mice of the world of Tumah are attracted to this lollipop. Because the Chachma is very sweet. Chachma is very sweet. So all the Karchas of Tumah have a natural way of being drawn towards the emptiness that's left by that sweet chachma without Yiras Shamayim, so the bugs come over there. That's what happens. Because chachma, in footnote 66, it's very, very important. Chachma, of course, is what brings dveikus. Just a little bit we'll learn in the footnote 66. Aydeh shahad dveikus himikoach ha-chachma, that dveikus, attachment to Hashem, comes as a result of chachma. Rei dvar of derechayim. Shekosev ki dove ze biarnu b'mekaymes harbe ki alidei ha-chochma yesh dveikus el ha-odom ba-yizborach va-chochma v'u-ator b'frat. Wisdom, of course, here doesn't just mean that the guy, you know, he's smart, he remembers every RBI statistic like from 1932 or something. I'm not talking about stam chochma, y'tor b'frat. So the chochma is ator. He says, the greatest thing that can attach a person to Hashem is Baruch is Chochmah, is Chochmah Zatar. As the Tanya discusses in the Perek Zayin, Ches Tes, the Alter Rebbe talks about over there, the dinyan is that when a person is, it's true that when a person is doing any mitzvah, anytime that we're doing a mitzvah, we're hugging the king. We now might feel that we're hugging the king when we're doing a mitzvah, but we are. It's just that the king wears many coats, right? So we don't feel that we're hugging the king himself. But when you're doing a mitzvah, your mamash hugging the king, which is a gevaldige madrega. But learning Torah is dapkus meiche b'meiche, the dveikus of the mind of a Jew. When you're thinking, when a Jew's thinking about Rashi, when you're thinking about Tosis, and you're thinking about the Maral, so at that moment, your mind is attached to the Baruch Shalom's mind, kivyachal. And that dveikus of a human mind to the mind of Hashem is the highest level of dveikus that's imaginable. It's the highest level of attachment that we're capable of. And So that causes tremendous dveikus. It's that intermediary. It's what connects a person to Hashem. Because that quality of chachma is the embodiment of Hashem is baruch. Hashem is chachma. Who is baruch? Beis chachma. And this whole footnote is is about that. And therefore, if a person is lacking in Torah, says Rochek Ben Hashem is Baruch. It's what it says in the Mishnah. Lo Amaretz, Lo Bur Yirechet, Lo Amaretz Chassid. We understand. What does that mean? It means that a person who's an Amaretz can't be a Chassid. The Pshat, first of all, he doesn't know the Halacha. Just simply, he doesn't know. If you didn't learn Mishnah Berurah Hilchos Shabbos and Chazed over 5-10 times and really learn it properly, then you're going to be like the Mishnah Berurah says in Hakdami, brings in the Rebbe of Yonis Naibish, brings that you'll be Mechal Shabbos every week. So Lo Amaretz Chassid, because you don't even know the Halacha. So first of all, you'll be over in all kinds of halachas. That's first. Second of all, it's possible, certainly, even though it says Leimar is Chosid, if a Jew is Mekabel al Malchus Shemayim, so even though he might not be a Talmud Chacham, he's not, in terms of his Yediyas of Torah, he might not be a Talmud Chacham, but he's Dovuk to the Torah in terms of Kabbalah al Malchus Shemayim. Not everybody is gifted intellectually. And not everybody has the luxury to be able to sit and learn all the time. And that doesn't prevent a person necessarily from being Dovuk to Hashem, even though there's no question that higher level of learning brings to a higher level of Dveikus. But even a simple Jew who's Mekabel al Malchus Shemayim, who's been learning the entire year, he's Dovuk to Hashem. That's called Chochmas HaTorah as well. Even though it doesn't mean intellectual Chochmah, Chochmas Da'is is Kayachma. And he has that anivus, he has that humility to be Mekabel from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that his karvas takes place through the Torah, it takes place through the learning of Torah and through the observance of Torah. The Torah is that which holds a person together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chochmas HaTorah. Back inside on the page before, on Kuf Samachay. If a person is not one of Chochma, in other words, he's a fool. And he's tam listens to his Yetzirah. Hinei hu nifred min Hashem Yisbarach. He's separated from Hashem. Kashi yesh lo richuk ba'atzam min Hashem Yisbarach. Avol zeh sheroi mitzad hachochma sheyeh lo kirov al Hashem Yisbarach. So stam of a person is a shaita. Stam of a person doesn't have chachma. He's far from Hashem. Because chachma attaches us to Hashem. But what happens, the Maral says, is even worse. When you have a person who does have chachma, he does have chachma, therefore it's roi that there should be his karvas to Hashem. V'usar mi'ito, and av apichin, he pulls himself away. V'dov is a bevada yosera. That's even worse. In 67, l'chein kosev in the siv yos Hashem, ki prikus ol yiras shemayim shayach b'talmud chacham yosem yishar b'nei adam. Prikus ol yiras shemayim means that a person shakes off of himself. He rejects Hashem Yisbarach. In order to reject something, you have to know it. Like, I've never rejected anything about nuclear physics personally. I never rejected anything because I don't know it. So how could I reject it? There are a lot of people that reject things without ever knowing them. And that's silly. How do you reject something if you don't know it? Unless it's something which is against Halacha, and we know that it's against Halacha. Of course, we reject it because we are Halachid, and we reject it. We're not interested in what? You don't have to know the New Testament in order to reject it. We reject it because the Tzaddikim told us it's not for us. So we're Mekabel al Malchus Shemayim, and we reject those things that are against the Torah. But a Talmud Chacham, he says that's precus all to reject HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rejection means that you know something of him and you've turned away from him. You've turned him away. That's rejection. That's worse than not knowing. That's what hurts a wife when she's rejected. That's what hurts a husband when he's rejected. That's what hurts a friend when he's rejected. It doesn't hurt you with an acquaintance so much. I mean, if it does, then you're very sensitive and silly. But someone that you love rejects you. Why? Because you were royal at Dveikus. Because there should have been Dveikus here. There should have been attachment and love. And instead, you know me, and you've rejected me. And that hurts more than anything in the world. If someone that, like I told you once, the Maisa, I think I told you the Maisa that from Rabbi Yitzchak Vorka, I use this Maisa a lot of times in my Avodas Hashem, in Tikkun HaMidas, because these things come up a lot. So that I think I told this to you, that once Rabbi Yitzchak Vorka, Rabbi Yitzchak Vorka came to a certain town, and Rabbi Yitzchak Vorka went very poshut. He went very simple. He dressed very simply. So Rabbi Yitzchak Vorka comes there. Some lady, when he comes into this town, he walks into the square. Some lady attacks him. She starts hitting him and yelling at him. I told her to Maisa. Starts yelling at him. And people are standing there going, you know, this is Rabbi Yitzchak Vorka. And they come running over to you, Michigan, and they pull her away, you're crazy. And say, So they said to her, that's Rabbi Yitzchak Vorka. That's Rabbi Yitzchak Vorka. So she went crying, she throws herself on the floor, Rabbi, I'm so sorry, Michael's on her. She says, what do you mean? He said, there's nothing to ask Mechila. You were right. Because she said, I thought you were my husband. My husband left me 10 years ago, was Naguna, right? And you looked like my husband. I haven't seen him in a long time. So he said, you're 100% right. Your husband deserves mamish every patch. He's, you know, it's irishus to leave a woman like that. And you were right, 100%. You just got the wrong guy. You got the wrong guy. And there's, I'm not your husband, but Edson, you were right. It's just, I'm not... So sometimes, like, you know, that, like, there are certain people, they start to, they'll say something about you, like, you're this, you didn't, you're that. And so... Like, you know, I had this maestro with somebody that, like, caused a lot of, made a lot of tumult because, you know, because I say Rav Kook, and, you know, so he was calling up Rosh Hashivas and to be malshin and that I shouldn't be allowed any place to go. You know, it's a whole thing that I'm dangerous because of Rav Kook. So then he had, this person had some tzaros in his life. So one of the rabbanim that he spoke to said that he should ask me for mechila, because he was talking behind my back about all the, about these things. So it was to his credit, and I never answered him. I knew he was saying things to people. So he came to ask me for mechila, and you know, b'shas ma'ase, I felt like you know, he deserved a mishaberach. Man never even spoke to me once. And what are you? And Bichlal, who are you? Who are you? Who's Rav Kook? And who are you? It's like, it's what are you? What are you talking about? I mean, the Chavetz Chaim had no problems with Rav Kook. Why do you? Rav Chaim Reza had no problems with Rav Kook. So you tell me that they were tzaddikim. Okay, when you'll be Rav Chaim's own fault, you could have a machlokes with Rav Kook. But in the meantime, like, what do you? What's your inyan? Bichlal, to go say things about me. And so I had this thing that when he came, I was going to give it to him. You know, but yelling, I was going to tell him a little bit sharply. But then I thought, Safkal Sov, he's an Elach Yid. You know, he's upset, but he's not upset with me. He's upset about what he thought was against Hashem's book. What he thought is something, you know, that was not the way it's supposed to be. He's not really. He's got the wrong guy. You know, he thinks I'm some sort of a kaifer, an apikaris or something, and he's against kfir and he's against apikaris, and that's a mile of a yid to be upset with kfir and apikaris. It's just that he's made a mistake. The main mistake is not about Weinberger. I mean, the main mistake he's making, of course, is about the tzaddik, about Rav Kook. But in his way of understanding it, he's right for giving a patch. It's just he got the wrong guy, and he got me, and he got the tzaddik. You know, it was a mistake that he made, but it's a toast. It wasn't a rishus. A person bechalal should try to think of this ma'aseh from Yitzchak Vorka. You'd be a lot better off in life. If you think of Yitzchak Vorka, that it's not me that you hate, it's what you who you think I am, and you're right. You should hate the person you think. You should hate that person, but not me. You got the wrong guy, and that you should explain. But then once you already calmed down a little, then you can explain that more in a nice way. And benimus, you don't have to get angry. And then you realize that it's not. The person doesn't have anything against you. They just don't know who you are. So when it comes to Talmud Chacham, so he knows Kivyachol. The Talmud Chacham knows. He's Yedeya Kainai. So that hurts. You see, to say, you know, it's very hard to get away by saying using Rabbi Yitzchak Vorka's thing with a wife. I'm going to say, you know, what are you going to say? You got the wrong guy? He says, no, I got the right guy. I know exactly who I got. So, you know, it's very hard. Rabbi Yitzchak Vorka works with friends, with strangers like this, the people that hurt your feelings, you know, something like that. But with someone who knows you, mamish, inside out, it doesn't go. So the Baruch Shalom's Kiryachal says, look, a Talmud Chacham is Chacham is a Torah. So how could it be? So that's what he's saying. That's called Prikas. That's what's Prikas all. Prikas all Yerushamayim. Machem Sachshir also lekabel Yerushu, because he's Mukshir, because he's Roy, because he has the ability to be makabel this Chacham, and he's Afal Pichin. That's he's missing Yerushamayim. The more one knows the Baruch Shalom, the more he should be fearful of Hashem. The more he should be fearful of Hashem. Listen, I'm going to tell you here. I'm going to tell you Maisa. You want to hear Maisa? You heard of the Chayzer from Lublin? He was a big tzaddik. See, even a big tzaddik like that, the Chayzer from Lublin, he had a lot of people who were against him because they didn't understand him. And there was a maisa of a certain person who was against the chayza from Lublin, that when the Rebbe, the tzaddik, the chayza, was sitting with the chassidim, this person went and he threw something at the window. Now, the chassidim are not known for their social graces, and they were going to tear him from limb to limb. They were going to kill the guy. And they could, and they would. And the chayza said, "Leave, stop." The chayza said, "No, absolutely not. Don't touch him." And the chayza, because the chassidim brought him, the chassidim were bringing him, and they brought him over to the chayza, and the chayza held him, and he said, "I want you to know something." And he was scared that the chassidim were going to kill him. He got caught. So he said, "It would be the greatest honor if you could come to me for Shabbos. I'd ask you to be my Shabbos guest." So he couldn't believe it, and you know, he saw that it wasn't, didn't look like it, he could say no. So he stayed Shabbos with the chayza from Lublin. You and I can't imagine what it's like to be Shabbos with a chayza from Lublin. We don't understand what that means. But this Jew, he saw over the course, Friday night, he never saw Shadaving in his life. See, he never knew the chayza. That's why he's throwing rocks, because some other idiot told him, he didn't know. But now he's starting Friday night, he sees such a davening, he sees the way he talks to his children, he sees what Shabbos and Zemir is, he sees the learning the whole night, and he sees the hava, the love that he has for his chassidim. By the time it was already Shabbos morning, this guy was totally broken in a million pieces. How could he have ever thrown a rack at the window of such a tzaddik? And by Shabbos afternoon, he's making sounds like an animal, crying at the Rebbe, holding him by the Rebbe's feet, "Heiliger tzaddik, holy Rebbe, I'm so sorry, I can't believe I did this, son." So who was smarter? Who tore the guy apart more, the chassidim or the chayza? The chayza tore him apart. The chayza helped him to do tshuva, but he did it in a different way. The chassidim would have never changed the person. They just wanted to beat him up, and he'd still walk away, and the next time he'd know that when he throws a rock, he should do it from further away. but the Rebbe understood that the only reason that this Jew hates me is because he doesn't know me. But if he knows me, then he's not going to be against me. And he became one of the biggest followers. He became a big follower of the Rebbe. So, you see, when you have a Talmud Chacham, when there's a person who knows how to learn Torah, but he's not keeping halacha properly, and he's not honest, God forbid, in business, and he doesn't have Yirat Shamayim, so then Hashem says, "You're a person, you know me. You grew up in the palace." Any one of us, if we learn in yeshivas, we grew up in Hashem's palace. We can't get away with this. We have to keep mitzvahs, because Hashem says, "You know me. You grew up in the palace. You come from such a place. You saw me. We've met. We've discussed things before. And now you're not careful with lashon hara. You're not careful with Shabbos. You're not careful with Shmir Seinayim." So it's, you understand what I'm saying? That's worse than a person who doesn't know. A person that doesn't know, he's Thomas Strange. He throws rocks. He doesn't know. But if you know, that's what the Maharal is saying. Of someone who doesn't have chacham satar, someone who doesn't know. So he's not rejecting Hashem. Rejection is not ignorance. Ignorance, that's not called a rejection. When you meet a person, he starts to tell you things against the Torah. 99.99, that's not somebody that's rejecting Torah, and you shouldn't even take it to heart. It's tam and amaretz. You have to tell my friend, you're such an amaretz that I can't even be upset with you. Because if you knew something, it would be a sign of rejection. But you're so ignorant. It's like somebody telling some brain surgeon that you walk in there when he's operating. He says, "No, you're a little bit to the left, a little bit to the left." Who are you? So he's gonna say, "How dare he tell me?" But if another surgeon tells him that, that's no good. But Staman Amaris tells you that to move the knife over a little bit, it's a joke. It's a gelechta. So this is what the Maharal says in all of his Svarim is that when there's the potential for closeness and it's not working out, that's more painful when there's no potential for closeness. And that's what it means when there's something sweet and the bugs come to something which is sweet. Because there, when there's something sweet, it could be good. And instead it's left on the floor, so all the bugs and the ants come there. It should be a lollipop, should be something that a person enjoys. Instead it was left on the street, so the animals come. A person wouldn't touch anymore, only bugs would touch it. So too, when a person could be close to Hashem Yisbarach, And he's chalila, he's not careful with halacha, and he's not a yirei shemayim, and he's not humble. So then the result of that is that it's then it's worse than someone who doesn't know and wasn't close in the first place. Okay, back on top. Va'omer oid. Omer Kahani. Mi sheyesh bei chachma ve'ein bei yirshamayim. Someone who has chachma, who learns, but he doesn't have yirshamayim, lemahu daimer, to whom can he be, to what is he compared? Legizber shenimsru b'yodu mafteches ha'pnimiyas. You have a gizber, you have a gaba, a shamas, whatever, a treasurer, that he has the keys to the treasure, to the inner room. The problem is, he doesn't have the keys to get into the treasury. He has the keys to the treasure itself, but he doesn't have the keys to the palace. He doesn't have the key to the room. So he's stuck. That's what the Gemara says. What does that mean? So this person has chachma. This person has chachma. That means that he has the key to the treasure, but he doesn't have Yerushalayim. And without Yerushalayim, he can't get into the building. So what's he going to do? He has the key to the treasure chest. The treasure chest is locked up someplace in the building, but he can't get into the building. Birzeh, the meaning of this is, Kimisha ein ba Yerushalayim. Somebody who does not have Yerushalayim, Haryo nifrad v'nivdol min Hashem Yisbarach. He can't get the first base. He can't get into the house. He's not in the building. And if he can't bechlal get an audience with Hashem, he can't get into the building. Then mama dregel yoyne pnimis yikne. Then what kind of treasure does he have access to? He can't. That means that his chokhmah fakir. Those people who are very very smart, but they're not God fearing. Not only do they not benefit from the treasure, but it causes their lives to be destroyed. Shachochma yikna al yoda madrege al yoyne pnimis. Because chochma gives the person the ability to acquire the highest level of inner wisdom. It's the key to the treasure chest. Vachashi yeshle richuk mimenu yizbarach. But vachashi yeshle richuk mimenu yizbarach. But if this person is far from Hashem, because he doesn't have Yerushalayim, he doesn't keep mitzvahs, he doesn't keep halacha, and he's not God-fearing, so he can't get into the building at all. So what's he going to do? What could he become? What could he acquire? Therefore, Chazal compare him to a person who has the keys to the treasure, but he doesn't have the keys to the building. Because if a person does not have Yerushalayim, if you're not Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim, if you're not a simple Jew that's Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim, that you accept Hashem and you accept Halacha, so then you're Mesrachim in Hashem. You're far, far removed from it. Even though you might be able to talk about Kabbalah and about Hasidus and about deep ideas, and you could say over Ksais and Nesivas and Rabbi Kivagas and you have all these fancy ideas and svaras, that's how the whole thing began. So you're like, you're a philosopher and you have a big brain, and your brain you think is going to live on forever and ever and ever. So the Maral says, no, if you don't have your Hashem, you're far from Hashem. And if you're far from Hashem, that means you can't live forever. It means when you die, you're done. Because only the one who's close to Hashem can live forever. Only the one who's attached to Hashem lives forever, because Hashem lives forever. A human being dies and rots. Only someone who's attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu lives forever. Vein lo haschol lichnois. He can't even get in. Vim kein lo meyikna madrege pnimis. Shekoin hodem aydei hachachma. So what point is there? What benefit is there? What advantage is there for this person, if he's not in the building bechlal, to have a key to a treasury that, if anything, it will not only won't help him, but it could only hurt him? In footnote 72, Inyan zemavur yosef bechdush agodas l'shabbos v'zel l'shayne perish ki ha-toyra v'ha-chochma nekroi mafteiches ha-pnimis. Torah and chochma are called the inner keys. Shaydei ha-toyra v'ha-chochma hu mis'ala ma'ala acha ma'ala mitzad ha-seichel. that by learning Torah and gaining wisdom, he rises from one level to another, mitzad ha-seichel. This, of course, is the perfection of man. Gets higher and higher. He says, however, what the philosophers say is stupid. They say that everything depends upon the intellect. It's not true. Because the intellect is not man. It's not who you are, your intellect. It's something that you acquire. But if you're not somebody who can grow, who can change, who can become greater, then the fact that you have more and more seichel can only cause more tzaras, as we spoke about at great length. Then your seichel, the seichel that you acquire, or the seichel that you have, that you're brilliant, that's not going to make you any better. The keys to the treasure chest, those keys, meaning the chokhmah of Torah, wisdom, it's only to lift a person up who's royal ha'ili, someone who can be lifted. But if you're bal gaiva, if you're conceited, if you're eating chazah and you're mechal Shabbos, God forbid, and you're kaifer and tarish shbalpeh, whatever it is, and you don't respect tzaddikim, so you're not royal ha'ilui. You're not a person that can change. You're not a person that can grow. So the fact that you have the key to chachma, that you have chachma, that doesn't mean that you're going to grow. Chachma will work. Chachma is the most powerful tool in helping a person who's roi el ha'ilui, who's growing to become great. But if it's a person who's not growing, then chachma not only does not help him become great, but chachma can cause him to sink to the lowest depths. Because ain't kan ikir, ain't kan tasefis. If the ikir is not there, which is Yiras Shamayim, which is growing, which is being mekabel from Hashem, then seichel, which is something added to the person, it's a additional hisalus, that's not going to help. The Yiras Shamayim hu ikir. That's what the ikir is. Shebishvil Yiras Shamayim nechshav mitzias shalom. Your Shemaim is what makes a Jew into a Metzias Shalom. Well, Bezehu Adam Royal Ha'ilui. And that makes him into a person who is Roy El Ha'ilui, who can grow, who can change. The whole world was created so that one should, that we should have fear of God. You see, Chochman Tor is his alus. It's a his alus. It's the his alus ha'adam. It's not kol ha'adam. Sometimes when you learn, if you learn a certain svarim, you'll get the impression that the Torah is the person. The Torah is the koach for a person to become attached to Hashem, to reach the highest levels. But kaidim kol, you have to be a mensch. You have to be a mensch. That's what means derech eretz kadmah l'Torah. You have to be a mensch. And if you're not a mensch, and if you're not a Yirei Shemaim, a mensch doesn't mean that you open the door for people, that's also nice, but it means that you're, it means a Yirei Shemaim. And if you're not a Yirei Shemaim, so then what use is there of this supersonic koach that you have that's called Torah? It's not for you. Torah is for a person who's growing. Torah is for a person who wants the truth, who wants greatness. Torah is for a person who's humble, who's being mekabel. For that person, Torah then is an added ingredient in his life to bring him to those highest madrigas.
What does the Chazal mean when Hashem says, no matter how far they go, the light of my Torah will bring them back?
So that what you have, that even if you Ovid Avodah Zarah Kedar Enosh, and what does it mean? Hamor Sheba Machzir LeMutav means that the light of Torah is so splendorous. That's why it doesn't say Limud HaTorah Machzir LeMutav. It says Hamor Sheba, that there's such a power of learning Torah that even though you might be starting it and you're doing without Yiras Shamayim, but the Torah itself is so powerful, it's so beautiful, that it could ignite the person again to want to be an Eilech Yid, to be a Yiras Shamayim. It could create within him that rotzen to be a Yiras Shamayim. Therefore the Baruch Shalom says, learn. Even if it's Shaloi Lishma, and Hamor Shabbat Machzir LeMutav, it means that there's a Korach that Torah has. Torah has a powerful ability to cure a person. to remove the darkness from a person's life. That's why. But for that person who's a kaifer and is determined and forget, the Torah could be the biggest sum of us. Biggest sum of us. That's why, you know, there are halachas about this, about a Talmud Shein Hagen. And who you're allowed to teach Torah to. You're not allowed to teach Torah to anybody and everybody. Although nowadays it's... But it's not so posh. To whom you're allowed to teach Torah, and there's a sugi and shas of Talmud Shein Hagen and the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, and what that means. And there is such a concept that's brought down in the Be'er Hetiv and Shulchan Aruch, that when a person's a Rasha, that all the Torah that he learns during the time that he's a Rasha goes to the other side, goes to the side of Tumah. And not only does not strengthen Kedusha, strengthens Tumah. It's brought down the Be'er Hetiv in Chastamot Torah, but the Tanya passes in Shulchan Aruch, and the Tanya brings it down. He says, "Afal pichein hamor shemaruch zilu muta," that a person should always continue learning Torah, and then after he does tshuva, then all of that, all of the Torah that he learned when he was a Rosh is redeemed from the klipas, from Tumah, and is brought back into Kedusha. Yeah, forget. He uses Torah. That's Gemara says because Torah Tzilam Hashem My Rosh Akilas Yaakov My Rosh Al Tikim Rosh Alim My Rosha, which means that Torah is that which brings the vacancy between the Jew and Hakadosh Baruch Hu. But for a guy, it can cause more problems. It's connected to the same thing. It's for sure connected to the same inyan.
Maybe if the purpose of Torah is to bring us close to Hashem, what's the idea of Avas Torah? If it's to bring us to Avas Hashem and Dvekas Hashem, what does it mean Avas Torah? What's the independent concept of Torah?
I never thought of that as independent. That's part of the machlokes between the Baal Tanya and Reb Chaim V'Lajna. Without going into Prati Pratim now, what it means Torah Lishma, and how to define Torah Lishma. Avas Torah is like this. This is how I think of Avas Torah. That when you love someone with all of your heart, and the one that you love loves something, so then you love that thing too. That's a havas Torah. It means I don't love the Torah because it's interesting, although it's interesting, and because it's so fascinating and fantastic. A havas Torah is because the Baruch Shalom loves the Torah so much, and this is his shashum and the highest level is Torah. So. Oyhev masha ha'ahuv oyhev. It's the natural desire of a person, it's the natural inclination to love something which the one who you love loves. That's why hating a Jew is a terrible thing. Besides everything else, the Baruch Hu loves that Jew and you hate him. If you really, really love the Hashem as well, you couldn't hate another Jew. How could you hate someone if the one who you love more than anybody loves that Jew? How could you hate that Jew? If you think about it, it's absolutely insane. How could you hate a Jew? It's not shaykh. Because you love the Baruch Shalom so much. If you really, really would love the Baruch Shalom so much, then you couldn't possibly hate someone who you love. And you could try to slug that up in his kashas, but that's the Pnimis Torah says that. Oyhev Masha, Samuel Tzedek says, Oyhev Masha Ha'ohuv Oyhev. When you love another Jew, it's not independent. You love it because why? I love this Jew because he's smart. I love this Jew because he's from. I love this Jew because he's nice. He's kind-hearted. That's not why you love another Jew, although that's all true. But then what would happen to you if it's a Jew that's not nice and stupid? A Jew that is a different sheet than you or so on? So then you know what happens. What happens is exactly what's happening. But when you're a Hava, when your love of a Jew is not independent from Ahavas Hashem. It's a sif of your Ahavas Hashem. It's part of your Ahavas Hashem. So then you don't make all these chilukim between this Jew I like because he wears a black yarmulke, this Jew I don't like because he wears a knitted yarmulke, this one I like because he wears a shtreimel, this one I don't like because he wears a down hat, he wears an up hat, all the stupid things now. So all these chilukim, how from this person, it's not from the Yadnish. Even though, of course, those who are Ahavas Hashem, we know that they give Hashem so much nachas. People who are learning Torah, so we feel more attracted to them, of course, because Hashem is Baruch Hu, so delighted with the Jews who are learning Torah. But Hashem loves every Jew. So is my love of Torah independent? No, just the same way my love of a Jew is not separate from my love of Hashem. It's part of my love for Hashem. It's because I love Hashem so much that I love other Jews. It's because I love Hashem so much that I love the Torah. And if it's not coming from that place, then it's not what the Svarma talking about. It's not a Havas Torah. Those that say, okay, I'm not saying, I mean, one has to understand Reb Chaim Volozhin's sheet, and have to understand properly. And he's also not really the site hadarav is the same thing if you look at it carefully. Even though in the definition of Torah Lishma, Rabbi Chaim says L'shem HaTorah, and the Baal Tanya says L'shem HaDveikas. But really, if you learn it carefully, you'll see that that it's not really a machlokes. That's for another time. Where are we up to? Huh? Oh, in footnote 72. Okay, fine, upstairs. After 72. Machir Rabbi Yannai. Rabbi Yannai proclaimed, Chaval al delays le besa, v'tar le besa of it. It's chaval. What happens if you have a person who doesn't have a house? He doesn't have a house, he just has a gate to the, he just has a door to the house. If you think about that, that's a funny thing. He doesn't have a house, he just has a gate to the house. So Rabbi Yannai says, Chaval, Chaval on such a person. He has the gate, but he doesn't have the house. Perish, ki Yerushamayim Eisalei Bayis, it's the same Yisayit. Yerushamayim Hi Otsaro, Yerushamayim Eisalei Bayis, Eitzel Hashem Shabbat. Remember we said last time, we were learning that Yerushamayim is what's Mekayim a Jew. That's what keeps you alive, that's what keeps you a Yid, that's what kept the Jewish people all the years. That's the Bayis. A Bayis means it's safe, it's where you belong, it's who you are. Yerushamayim Eisalei Bayis, Eitzel Hashem Shabbat. That creates a home for you with Hashem, Yerushamayim. You know what's the most wonderful thing when you're with Eilach Yidden? With Eilach Yidden who are God fearing and it's so natural to them to be Eilach Yidden. It's the most comfortable people to be with. You know who I find the most uncomfortable people in the world to be with? People who don't have Yirat Shamayim but like they write articles about Torah. I hate being with those people. I mean, not that I'm. It's not like I find myself too often in their company, but I find them the most uncomfortable people. That they talk about. They like to talk about Torah and about Torah ideas and hashkafic concepts and halachic. They don't want to be halachic people. They just like halachic ideas. Oh, I have a hard time with it. That's why all the, you know, with this feminism, all these things, I can't stand that stuff. Because it's without Yirat Shamayim. That's all. It's without Yirat Shamayim. It's like these ideas and sheetness of Torah. It's chokhma and Yirat Shamayim. It hasn't. I'm much more comfortable if you give me some guy like that. You know, some guy, some Nick, that guy, you know, goes bowling every Tuesday night and plays poker with the guys. I can smooth with them. I'm comfortable with them. I mean, you know, to a point. But I don't feel as uncomfortable as I feel like some sort of like a, you know, some hashkafic. You know, some hashkafic birya of some sort that they, you know, these, or they, you know, or, you know, these new age things. It's hard to be civil such people. But also Jews, you have to try to love them. But it's a big avodah to love those people. This is when a person has Yirat Shamayim, he's im Hashem is baruch. Ach, you mamish feel like you're home. When you're with a Jew that has Yirat Shamayim, you feel that he's home. There's some people. This is something that. You realize that there's some Jews that when you talk to them, so let's say you said something that wasn't the right thing. So then you don't have to be afraid that the next morning he's not going to put on tefillin because you said something wrong, you know. And there are other people that every word that you're saying, you know, like you might meet a Jew like this at work or somebody, it could even be someone that's Shomer Shabbos, but if you say like the wrong thing, then he's going to get like, you know, it's a whole, get turned off, and get like a whole thing. And it's such a machai, like when you were an Eilach Yid. That it would make a difference no matter what you tell him. He does his thing, he keeps mitzvahs, he learns, he davens. That's what it means. He has a bias with Hashem. He lives with the Baruch Shalom. These people that write articles without Yirat Shamayim, they don't live in Hashem's Baruch's house. That's why they have no rishus to talk about Hashem, because they don't live with him. You have all these people they wrote, you know how many, you go to the library, there are thousands of articles that are written about Hasidus, you know that? By people who never stepped foot into Hasidus or Bismedrash. It's an amazing thing. Chassidus. You know, like Martin Buber, Chassidus, like I and Thou. What kind of stusim? He was a genius, too. And you have all these people that they write about, you know, you have, you know, in the Jewish Theological Seminary, they'll have courses on Chassidut and Kabbalah, you know. Ah, stupid. they live with Chassidus, they have a Shaykhs to Chassidus, all these articles in Chassidus. Thousands and thousands of articles, and I read most of them. And someone that wasn't in the bayis, someone that wasn't in the house, and that's why you could be a person. I was talking to someone that I love, and the person was telling me that sometimes you can even when it comes to shidduchim. So you have sometimes you could have a girl or vice versa, but you could have a girl that she went to the right schools, and they taught her certain things, and she says it back. But when you're with her, you realize that she doesn't live with the Bayin Shalom. So it's a different address. And she has certain shittas, and she has these things. But the person you should marry is someone that you feel comes from the Bayin Shalom's house. What does that mean? I know it's totally unclear, but when you're in the parasha, you know that it's what I'm talking about. It means something. It's true, even though it sounds crazy. What am I talking about? In the Bayin Shalom's house, because you have a lot of the girls that they grew up, that they went to schools and they taught them like this. They said like that, and they said like, oh, the Malbim is like this, the Radak is like that, and Sfenis is like this, like that, like that. And you say, and you're thinking about this. Oh, do I miss my grandmother? Where's my grandmother? This is not. This is what. What is this birya? What is this birya? So, am I saying there's something wrong with the Malbim or a Radak? Chas v'shalom. But when it's not from the Bayin Shalom, but it's something like a course, so then it's not the same thing. V'sham beisu is shalidei yira who im Hashem is baruch v'sham beisu mishkan. So someone tells you, so that same girl will say to you, well, in my class on Yehadut, I was told that you're allowed to have 12 tefachim from your hair showing. Some ridiculous. That's what I learned in Yahadut, and it doesn't make sense to me. Why shouldn't he? Why should a woman feel that she's not a person? Those are the lessons that come from the same little professors, those little medluch that are the professors, not from Yerushalayim. You don't know that Yahadut, not Yahadut. This is what Elohim Yidin have always done. Mishkan Chochma is, what are you playing games with the Bayin Shalom? And you can't even, and if you say what I just said, then they might not put on film the next day. It could be a whole Nefilas Aruach. If you say like these things that I'm saying, because the whole thing is in Yiras Shemaim. It's not Yiras Shemaim, it's a course, and it has nothing to do with Yiras Shemaim. Maybe over time, when the gaiva is broken a little bit, the conceit, the gaiva is broken, so maybe a person can start again and to be a posh to yid and to be a makabal machl shamayim. But when you start hearing these lashinas, if you go out with someone, you start hearing these kind of lashinas about, well, it never makes, I never understood that. And if, when I'm ready, when I understand it, maybe you have some good, explanation of why this should be, then I'll keep it. You better never say Harei Mekudesh to that person. Hashem is baruch hu, because then with the children you're going to see how what that does for the children. The mamish is machriv of the whole house, such a thing. And then it makes no difference how many malbims are surrounded. It makes no difference at all. It's just saying over what they heard in HSL and seminary, what they heard from some teacher. They say like a parakeet. But what it really, but Yerushalayim is something that a person who lives with the Bayin Shalom together. That's what it means. That's where you live. And if you don't have a house, but you have a very beautiful gate. The Malbim Sfarana Radak. It's a beautiful gate. But you don't have a bias. There's no bias over here. That's why it's machav the bias. There's no bias with such a person. The person doesn't have a bias with Hashem. It doesn't dwell with Hashem. V'zeh ha'chachma. Shnik v'shar. Fine. In this tziur of Rabbi Yanai, so chachma is described as the shar, as the gate. Shal yidei ha'chachma is al ha'adam al mekayim ha'madrigoso sheyesh leitz al Hashem. Fine. If you have chachma, it's gevaldik. So then it's a shar. Zeh ha'shar l'Hashem tzadikim yavovo. And you come into the bias, and it's terrific. Ashihu beisai. Lekach, therefore, he says, Hudaimel lemisha ein lo bayis. Vais le shar. This person who has only chokhm, but he doesn't have Yerushalayim, he's like someone who has He's someone like he's someone who has a gate, but he doesn't have any place to go into. Vaisal ishar shu hechsher habayis ki lom loy hechsher achashik habayis ein lo. So he has all the tools. He has chachma, the malbim, the radak in Sfarno, but he doesn't have any place to go with. There's nowhere to go. All the chachma, you're all dressed up and no place to go. That's what it is. Chachma, it's all nice, all levushim. It's not who you are. It's not the essence of a person. The essence of a person is Devekas Hashem, is Yiras Shamayim. This person has all the chachmas in the world. So what? It's Ashal Hashem, Tzadikim, Yavoyuvo. Hare Bir Uba Chachmosam, Shah Chachma Hu Hechshabul Vad. So we see that Chachma is a preparation, and that's all it is. Vein kaina bizah hanitzchi is ba'atzmo, and chokhmah on its own will not, by being a brain and having that knowledge, that itself will not acquire you eternity, will not get you into olam haba and give you eternal life. Aval hamitzias hanitzchi, that one should have kiyum forever and ever and ever, that's only one way. Who be yiras shamayim, with the fear of God. Ukidachsiv yiras Hashem yotzaro, yiras Hashem is man's greatest treasure. After all is said and done, and munus yitach, all this is roim, that's what we learn, all shisha sidrei mishnah, right? And if you went through nezikin and moed and kachim and taharis chachm, and all we learned in this parak, almost the highest madregas, the pasuk says of a year as Hashem he yotzaru. If you have yiras Hashem, that means that you're in the house. That means you're in the parish. If you don't have yiras Hashem, then all of those things, zroim and moed and noshim nezikin kachim taharis, not only will not bring you to eternal life, but even in this world, you're not dovek to Hashem. You have no shaykhus to Rabbanu Shlalom without Yiras Shamayim. Yiras Shamayim he otzer shayidei Yiras Shamayim who dovek by Yisbarach. Zeu amitas das hatayra. This is the truth of das hatayra. Ve'ein tzarach bir yaiser, and it's not necessary to explain this anymore. In 78, he says, "I'm in the Sivat Torah. Havius mamorim hizaru bezaken sheshochach Talmudo." The Gemara says, "Be careful how you treat an old person who has forgotten his learning." Right? He's compared to the broken luchos. The Gemara says that the broken luchos were put together in the Aron with the whole luchos. So the Gemara says, "Hizaru bezaken sheshochach Talmudo." You have to be careful to honor and to respect an old person who's already forgotten his learning. The cause of levar ubevaday oisem shomru ki hatzlocha ha'achroina kinyan ha'muskala shekonaisam. Certainly, according to the philosophers who hold that man's greatness is only what determined by what by his wisdom, v'hem neshomarcha ma'isai, and that's what stays with you after you die. Oz ha'yisharich le mezokin shezach talmudo halach mina malasa. Why should you have respect for an old man that doesn't know how to learn anymore? He's senile, forgot all of his learning. Why should I have any? There's nothing there anymore. The only reason that I had to respect him was because of his chachma. Now he doesn't know anything, so why should I have to have any respect for him bechlal? His ma'ala is gone. Vu'ata k'moy shar odom, he's not different from anybody else. Aval k'moy shebi'arnu v'hichachnu b'rayis, as we've proven and learned, ki'ein adover kach klal. This is not the truth. This year, even though he forgot, he doesn't remember Tosfos. He doesn't remember anymore the Gemara. He doesn't remember anymore the Mishnah. But this is a Jew that's dovek to Hashem, that his whole life is one of rising and growing and growing and more dveikus to Hashem. And now he forgot. But b'shvil kach, avzokin sheshachas terosim, they own this. He's not on this. It's not his fault. He forgot. But since he acquired this and he became attached to that highest madrega, that means he lives with Hashem. That's why all Jews are so delicious. He's with the Baruch Shalom. He lives with HaKadosh Baruch. He lives with Hashem. In the eyes of the world, old people are like, you know, you entertain them, you humor them, you lock them up somewhere. But by us, Zokin Sheshachach Talmudo is Mamish, the Luchas. The luchas, the shivay luchas, the zokin shoshachat talmud, the broken luchas. It means it has everything there. It's just not tzibroch. But he's in Hashem's baruch. This alter yid is with Hashem's baruch. He lives with Hashem. Shuv ein yoreid. And once he's on that madrega, since it's not his fault, he's losing his memory. He never descends from that level. He never goes away from that level of dveikus. Often nishtachat Torah, he doesn't remember the Torah, and he doesn't feel anything. He's just sitting there. He's not over a bottle. He just doesn't know anything. He's sitting there, but he's a he is in Hashem's house in Mitzias. He doesn't feel it. He doesn't know it. We don't. He doesn't remember. But when you see an Altiyid, there's an Altiyid. There's mamish. Eleps hazamim betakarish baruch hu. His whole life is with the Rebbeinu Shalom. He lives with the Rebbeinu Shalom. And therefore, it's such a schus to be able to be mishamish an old Jew, especially an old Talmud Chacham, to be able to talk to an old Talmud Chacham, to be able to say something that he remembers. What a schus it is for us to be able to hear from an old Talmud Chacham. Because it's zaken shishachat Talmuda. Shuv ein yarid afim nishtakha tayr shebishul einse mitzad haguf. It's not his fault, mitzad haguf, because of the deterioration of his physical life and his brain and so on, so he doesn't remember. But mitzias, he's dovek to Hashem. And mitzias, he's dovek to Hashem. And he says, shuv ein yoreid. And once he's dovek, he's ein yoreid. It's not his fault that he forgot. He's ein yoreid. Therefore, we have to have derech eretz for the old Talmud Chacham, like we have derech eretz for the Shivei Luchas. So it's Baruch Hashem. Even though the Maral doesn't read, it's not what they call a quick read. It goes slowly. Like I told you, when you started to learn the Maral, that it mamish. If you hear and you learn and you try to go over and you concentrate and you see that it's all Yisaid is of all of Yiddishkeit. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the strength that it means Hashem that we should be able to continue after the summer, and that everybody should have even though sometimes we forget what we learned, but we should be in the Bechina of Zaken Shoshach HaTalmud. That Kevin She'alina L'Shalai Neirei. And when a person goes in Madrega, the summer is a time when it's very, very easy for people to be distracted and to lose much of what they've gained during all their learning and their avodah during the year. If a person has a little bit of time for vacation, and there's a little bit more time during the summer, although a lot of people now in New York, they don't have such a luxury, but if you do have the ability to spend a little bit more time, so of course with the mishpacha, a person should try to learn to use the time to learn what you were putting off the whole year that you didn't have time to learn, to try during. The summer is a time of, like what we were learning about before, it's a time of unbelievable potential. There's really tremendous, tremendous potential of what could be accomplished. As long as a person is consistent and he uses the time in a good way, and that if he has some vacation, that it should be used constructively. And I spoke about a little bit Shalosh Shudas this past Shabbos. I was explaining Matoiva Ohalacha Yaakov Mishkanasech Yisrael. Matoiva Ohalacha means your temporary dwelling, like a bungalow, yeah? So Matoiva Ohalacha Yaakov. What makes the vacation, the temporary dwelling, good? Only if you live in that temporary dwelling, Mishkanesech Yisrael, the way that you live the whole year in Bismedrish and in Yeshiva, then it's Matayv Aleh Yaakov. But if Chas V'Shalom, the way that you live in the summer during the time of the Ohel, of the temporary dwelling, if it's inconsistent with Mishkanesech Yisrael, then it's not Matayv Aleh Yaakov. So it should be, Mr. Hashem, should be a good and productive and healthy summer. We should be zeichah, Mr. Hashem, to continue learning the next month.